There you go. Beautiful sounds of Daft Punk there. Thanks, Bill. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have just gone into the 11 o'clock hour Wednesday. I believe today is the 25th. Might be the 26th. I should know this, right? Let's just see here. Yeah, it's the 26th. I don't want to get too far behind. You're listening to Radio Zeke. That would make me, Zeke Duckworthy, your host. At this time, we customarily play one of these things here.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Well, you can draw your own conclusions from that. Apparently, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts has, in fact, legalized the recreational use of marijuana. You know, supposed to start next July, now that they figured out how to quintuple the tax and hire a few thousand bureaucrats and all that good stuff. And it sets up a classic federal-state war. So it's going to be kind of interesting to watch people advocating for states' rights in this matter, but not in other matters. But consistency is not really important, is it? Let's listen to this right here. I don't usually celebrate birthdays, but I'll make an exception.
Right, again. Me. To call that equitable? I like that. Turn it up.
I see you down in San Antonio on a hot and dusty night. You were eating eggs in Sammy's when the black man there drew his knife. Oh, you drowned that Jew in Rampton if he washed his sleeveless shirt. You know, that Spanish-speaking gentleman, the one that we all call Kurt.
It was Mad Cyril.
Come now, gentlemen, I know that some mistake. How forgetful I'm becoming now you fix your business straight.
We've been courteous.
I remember you and Hemlock Grove, 1956. You're a baggy little leather boy with a smaller piece of stick. You're a lashing, smashing hunk of man. Your sweat shines sweet and strong. Your organs working perfectly, but there's a part that's not screwed on.
Let's have a look. Let's have a look.
Excuse me, but
come in. Take them off. Take them off.
I want you at the Coke convention back in 1965. A young and misread gray executive I see heavily advertised. A young and gray, gray man whose daughter licks policeman's buttons clean. A young and man who squats behind a man who works the soft machine. Come now, gentlemen, your love is all I crave. Your st- circus when I'm laughing.
Let's drink to the salt of the earth. tonight.
Life is rich, but it's way too short. You make a lot of money, but you just want more. You don't need the pain right here in my heart, but I hate every minute when we're so far apart. Yeah. It was love in a minute, it was love in a flash. It brings no pleasure, it's a stab in the back. No comfort, it brings me no peace. It's a weight on my shoulder, it's a fatal disease. So don't tear me up. I don't ever wanna see your picture again. And don't poison my blood. But I wanna see your face here no more. Won't finish it quick, won't finish it clean. Don't wanna be bitter, I don't wanna be mean. I wanna land right on my face. I said, don't tear me up. I don't ever wanna see your picture again. I said, don't tear me up. I don't ever wanna see your face there no more. But I dream of you constantly. You mean
happy birthday to Mr. Jagger today. I believe he's 75 years old. When it comes to bitter howls, he's right there. Say what you like about the Strolling Bones. I don't know if you've ever seen them. One of the mega acts that's worth seeing. That was off his solo. Last one was from his solo record, Wandering Spirit, came out in 07. Don't Tear Me Up. Before that, we had Salt of the Earth Live, and before that, we had from the movie Performance, a widely panned record at movie at the time, He did a song with, of course, the great Ry Cooder backing him up, and most of the Rolling Stones. There's a bunch of different takes of that song, Memo from Turner. I cover that sometimes. But it's real tough to come close to the original. Memo from Turner. It's worth listening to a couple different takes of that, too. The one I got there was actually the outtake from the movie itself, so there's some dialogue there. It's almost 18 minutes past 11 o'clock here on Wednesday. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Radio Zeke. I am Zeke Duckworthy. I am saying hello to people wherever they may be, out in Grand Rapids, out in Tulsa, down in Cape Town, out in Kiel, Germany. I know you're not in Taiwan. There may be other people, but the Taiwan people are here right now. Austin might have some folks. Fort Worth, all you folks out there. Bristol, Rhode Island. So, hello. And if you're driving in the terrestrial catch zone of this mighty 5-watt antenna, which actually isn't not a bad it's not a bad signal because it's up on a hill here. I can see the antenna from here. Hello and greetings to you. If you are in Davis Square or Watertown or wherever you may be, a beautiful day here. All right, so that was three by Mr. Jagger, who, of course, you will know, needs no introduction. And now I'm going to play a couple by... well, I'm going to play three versions of the same song here.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Back to your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Well, Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dusty Pancho bit down south, ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to. Ain't nobody knows. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. We only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose.
and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold, and so the story ends, we're told. Pronto need your prayers, it's true, to save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old.
Save a few for Lefty too. He only This song first called Poncho and Legend. Sorry about the air conditioners being off, but it won't be very long. It gets really hot. I don't know what we'll do. Well, living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron and your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dreams. Poncho was a bandit, boys. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. But Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. And nobody heard his dying words. But that's the way it goes. And all the Federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Well, Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Poncho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, and where he got the bread to go, ain't nobody knows. And all the Federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away. Now the poets tell how Poncho fell. Lefty's living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. We'll save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do. And now he's growing old. And a few gray Federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong, out of kindness, I suppose. A few gray Federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong, out of kindness, I suppose.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, man. I never heard it that quiet in here before. It's fun.
There's the master himself, Townes Van Zandt, doing his song. Before that, we had Emmylou Harris, who actually put some money in Townes' pocket. They were friends, of course. And she put Pancho and Lefty on her record, Luxury Liner, with a little bit of production on it, a couple violins. And before that, we had the song that really put some money in Townes' pocket, although not much of it stayed there. Kind of, he had a hole in his pocket. Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard, they took that one to number one on the country charts. That was really what defined. A lot of people still think that's a Willie Nelson song, but of course it's a Townes Van Zandt song. Pancho and Lefty, he wrote that back in, I'm going to guess, 71, 70, because that final version comes off Live at the Old Quarter, in my humble opinion, which is shared by quite a few other people. That's the greatest live record ever recorded by anybody, certainly in this genre. I mean, you can argue for a couple of other ones, but... That's right. That's in, you know, these lists of the greatest, the top 100, you know. But it's clearly an album that you want to have. Now, the little lesson there from those last three is that you get real production, meaning like a lot of violins and a whole orchestra with Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard, neither of whom needed even one string on one crappy violin. Then slightly less produced, Emmylou Harris, and then, you know, the real stripped down, just a man, his guitar, and a hot, sweaty room, Townes Van Zandt. You wonder, where was Dave Cobb, the producer, who is now sort of the producer of the moment, and his ability to make decisions, you know, of what belongs in there and what kind of sound you want to have. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the Radio Zeke Hour. I am Zeke Duckworthy, your host here, occasional musician around town. I've got a show coming up at Tavern at the End of the World sometime in August. I got a show up in Vermont at a place called Radio Bean, The Radio Bean. That's on the 12th of August. And I've got some shows coming up down in... I'm told Fort Worth, but for sure San Marcos, Texas, and some places in the Tulsa area. But we'll talk about that later. You're not here to listen to me hype myself as a musician. What I would like to play, though, is some songs a little bit more in the stripped down side. Now, this one's not produced by Dave Cobb. And the second one will be, this is Chris Stapleton. This is a live recording at the ASCAP Music Awards. This one's called The Difference Between Whiskey and You.
There's a bottle on the dresser by your ring, and it's empty. So right now I don't feel a thing, and I'll be hurting when I wake up on the floor. I'll be over it by noon. That's the difference between whiskey and you. Come tomorrow, I can walk in the store. It ain't a problem. They'll always say more, but your forgiveness, well, that's something I can't buy. Anything I can do. Between whiskey and you. One's a devil, one keeps driving me insane. At times I wonder They ain't both the same, but one's alive. It helps to hide me from my pain. And one's a long gone bitter truth. That's the difference between whiskey and you. I've got a problem, but it ain't like what you think. I drink because I'm lonesome, and I'm lonesome because I drink. But if I don't break down, oh, and bring it on myself, it'll hit out of the blue. From my pain, it was a long gone bitter truth. That's the difference between whiskey and you. Oh, that's the difference between whiskey and you.
There's the excellent Chris Stapleton. Performing his song Whiskey, The Difference Between Whiskey and You, live at the ASCAP Music Awards. His last record won him the Country Music Awards last year, which is really amazing because they had become kind of a caricature of themselves, but he's the real deal. Here's another guy who's the real deal. This is a current hit, and let's just hit it right up.
Not the long flowing dress that you're in, or the light coming off of your skin. The fragile heart you protected for so long, or the mercy in your sense of right and wrong. It's not your hand searching slow in the dark, or your nails leaving love's watermark. It's not the way you talk me off the roof. Your questions like directions to the truth. It's knowing that this can't go on forever. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together. But one day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone. We were vampires and death was a joke. We'd go out on the sidewalk and smoke and laugh at all the lovers and their plans. I wouldn't feel the need to hold your hand. Maybe time running out is a gift. I'll work hard till the end of my shift. Give you every second I can find, and hope it isn't me who's left behind. It's knowing that this can't go on forever. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together. One day I'll be gone. One day you'll be. Thank you.
this can't go on forever. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together. One day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone.
Some way out of here, said the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now. The hour is getting late. Kept the view while all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching, the wind began to howl.
Getting late.
There you go. Three versions of All Along the Watchtower, which is a really good song when you come down. It's a very simple song, three chords, no bridge, doesn't fit the Nashville model. Most people will think of that Hendrix version as the official version. Of course, it's a Dylan song, and it was kind of an afterthought on the Dylan album. But Brian Ferry, in the middle there, of his Dylan tribute, Dylan-esque, doing an extremely strong version. We had, in order, I should say, we had Brian Ferry's version, we had Dylan himself, and then Jimi Hendrix Experience. You know, sometimes people on the radio shy away from, meaning in this kind of radio, this kind of hipster intelligentsia radio that you're listening to here, because after all, what is Radio Zeke if not that? Sometimes you shy away from doing the big hits, but once in a while you realize they're big hits because they're great. All right, you've been listening to Radio Zeke, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I have been having a wonderful time. I'm going to roll you out with one of my favorite artists, this guy, John Moreland. Have a nice week, and we'll speak to you next week.
the days were over, courting empty dreams. I worshipped at the altar, losing everything. And you had a halo made of diamonds, rested on your head. I should be dealing with my demons, but I'm dodging them instead. There's a scar on my soul, so let me down easy. Break my heart sweetly, like you always do. I guess I can't let go till you wreck me completely. Break my heart sweetly. Drape me